A Christian girl arrested in Pakistan on blasphemy charges was granted bail today, days after police detained a Muslim cleric on suspicion of planting evidence to frame her. Rimsha Masih's arrest last month sparked international condemnation. The case has focused attention on Pakistan's harsh blasphemy laws, which activists claim are used to persecute minorities and settle personal vendettas. Peter Jacob, executive secretary of the National Commission for Justice and Peace in Pakistan, gave Lydia O'Kane his reaction to the decision.
Well, the bail has been granted, and we expect that she will be released sometime, at least till tomorrow. It might take, and then it's a welcome decision. People will have, they were expecting this, and they were praying for this, but it comes not as a favorable gesture on part of the court. It doesn't involve that sympathy which people, common people, share. A child being accused and then being abused and kept in jail, and the evidence is found to prove the contrary, that she was not guilty at the investigation stage. I think the decision must have been should have been more favorable. First of all, it's a very high amount of surety. It's ₹500,000, which is not easy to generate. Of course, there are a lot of people who will show sympathy and they'll be able to arrange her bail surety, but it shouldn't have been that high. Number two, the court should have dispensed her from personal appearance. That is something missing. Therefore, it is a good thing that she is out of jail now and she will be able to reunite with her family properly. But it does not indicate of any sympathetic response from the court.
Do we know how she is, how she's been coping in jail?
Well, it has been difficult, definitely, without family. And she wasn't able to meet her family for a number of days. And then female police was taking care of her. And now I hope that at least till tomorrow she will be happy.
It's a case that has sparked not just condemnation in Pakistan, but international condemnation, hasn't it?
Yes, international community has, has been worried. And they have indicated this to, the government of Pakistan, the civil society of Pakistan. And that has been a positive gesture, I would say.
But it's also again thrown the spotlight back on the issue of the strict blasphemy laws, which are a highly sensitive subject in the country.
It is, nevertheless, now with this case at hand, many people, the Muslim scholars also, they are calling academia, intellectuals, and civil society organizations. They are calling for a review to place some safeguards against misuse of blasphemy laws. So, it's a welcome development as far as public opinion is concerned.
We did hear that the president himself had taken quite an interest in this case.
Yes, initially it was the report, but as you see, we see that for 3 weeks, a child, innocent and somewhat abnormal, unhealthy child. She was allowed to be kept in the custody. That doesn't reflect a very strong commitment to fight injustice.